Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders in 2020? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, we continue our First and Goal season preview today. The Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to score a touchdown. We welcome in 93.7 The Fan Morning Drive host and Colin Dunlap. Colin, thanks for coming on. When we take a look at the Steelers, let me first start you off with the wide receiver in Juju Smith-Schuster and then a running back in James Conner. Both missed a bunch of games last year. What do you expect out of the two of those football players for this upcoming season?
James Conner needs to hold on to the football. He's undoubtedly their number one back. Juju is a really interesting case here in Pittsburgh. Well, all over the place, Zach. Do we hold him to the bar that Antonio Brown set? And is he a number one receiver in that regard, like in the league? Or is he simply a number one receiver on a receiving corps? Juju Smith-Schuster has not answered a lot of questions, I think. He was really good when Antonio Brown was a teammate, and Antonio Brown cleared out a whole hell of a lot of space for Juju Smith-Schuster to be good. Can he be good when he's the lead dog? We haven't seen it. Part of it was because of an injury, and he also put the ball on the ground in a big situation. But if he's going to be an NFL force, he better show it this year. There's a lot on the there's a lot in the balance for Juju Smith's career and in future, not just in Pittsburgh, but I think in the NFL this year, and especially in the first, like, 8-10 weeks.
He's a free agent at the end of the year. Was there ever a thought that the Steelers would have moved on from him this offseason and get a pick back for him?
The Pittsburgh Steelers, there was, I don't know if there was or not, but I will say this. The only receiver they sort of given that second contract to, and you know all about this, you're like way smart. You're like Filippone. You're so smart with this stuff. The only receiver they've ever given that second contract to is Antonio Brown. They let everybody go after that first one. They never really picked them up. I mean, Hines Ward, obviously, but the other guys, the Mike Wallaces of the world, the people that come and go that get here to Pittsburgh, they don't really give that guy that second big payday. It doesn't happen. Ben Roethlisberger seems to, if you're going chicken or the egg, make those receivers. I don't necessarily know if they make Ben Roethlisberger.
Let's get to the next down. All right, you talked about Big Ben. Missed all of last season, played a game and a half, and he was out. Now he's making this return. In the earlier part of the offseason, I really did think he looked like he could be Tom Hanks' cousin in the movie Castaway and Castaway 2. Now he looks a bit trimmer, and he looks like he's in good football shape. Do you still think Ben could play at a great level in the National Football League?
Yes, but here's the crazy part. This is one time that I wanted to see a quarterback who's been in the league for a decade and a half or whatever actually in the preseason. I just want to see one series. I just want to see one set of downs. I just want to see Ben Roethlisberger let it fly and his arm not fall off. The first time we see that now, Zach, is going to be when it really counts. I hate preseason football. I can't stand it for the most part. But if there was one time a guy who was a veteran quarterback actually needed it, even if just for a series or just for a quarter, or just to throw a couple passes to put people at ease, it was now. I think he's going to be good. All the medical reports are that he's going to be good. And Ben Roethlisberger, I've been through all the different evolutions of Ben. Fat Ben, skinny Ben, bearded Ben, Milledgeville Ben, wreck his motorcycle Ben, all of the Bens. This is, I don't really have time for anything but trying to win a championship Ben. So it's a whole different evolution of Ben right now.
Are fans more welcoming now of Mike Tomlin? I think he's a really good football coach, and what he was able to do last year without Ben, I think won a lot of Steelers fans back with him, right?
You know what I found in living in this vacuum in Pittsburgh with getting out of it a little bit and talking to different people? Mike Tomlin has a view outside of Pittsburgh that far exceeds his view in Pittsburgh. I think a lot of people in the NFL view Mike Tomlin as a really good football coach. Mike Tomlin lives with his worst days in the city of Pittsburgh. I think that Mike Tomlin is one of the best five football coaches in the NFL, and I don't think it's close. And I think that the job he did, like you pointed out, without Roethlisberger, particularly managing that defensive side of the football and how good they were. And I mean, he won games with some guy, some duck caller last year. Come on.
Yes, I
think that Mike Tomlin is a very, very good coach. And I think that what he'll have this year is not have to coach the offense as much because Ben will be there.
We're going to do a little Omaha and a little audible here. I know we talked about this a few weeks ago when hockey was starting back up. How many fire Mike Sullivan calls did you get today and yesterday?
We've got all of get rid of Jack Johnson, which is understandable. Not many fire Mike Sullivans yet, but if he starts out the season like 0-1 next year in the opener, then we'll start getting them, I think. I think the Cubs have still – I think Mike Sullivan and what he's done, he still lives off of the Stanley Cup, but – believe me, his shelf life isn't long if he starts losing next year.
Colin Dunlap, let's get to the next down. We switch it to the defensive side of the ball. It was great what they did last year with guys like Cam Hayward, the trade for Minka Fitzpatrick, TJ Watt, Devin Bush had a solid rookie season as well. How do you look for this defense, which I think allowed the fifth least amount of points in football a year ago? How do you look for them to even take an extra step this year in 2020?
Two big things. Minka got dropped in off an airplane and had to learn how to play right on the fly in the middle of the season. How good is that guy going to be? One would think you can just deduce this by having an offseason with his nose in the playbook. I mean, he won't be worse. One would think he'd be exponentially better. Something that I don't think on the other end, I think, you know, the same thing goes with the draft picks and with everybody now that is, you know, that's getting a year older. I think that both with Watt, Bud Dupree as well, everybody. Something I think lost in the Pittsburgh Steelers defense is this. Not talked about enough nationally. I don't even know if it's talked about enough locally here in Pittsburgh. Joe Haden has always been very good, super good. The Steelers on defense stunk or weren't good enough when they had to go through Artie Burns on the other side or play a corner that they'd pick up or somebody that make the team in camp. Steven Nelson is quietly one of the better defensive players in this league. And by having him on that other side opposite of Joe Haden, it allows your secondary. It allows your safeties to take chances. It allows Minka to take chances. It allows people to go ahead and rush the quarterback without looking over their back. I think that Steven Nelson is much more of a glue to this defense than people give him credit for, and he's allowed all of this.
Final down. Let's go. In the division, I like Cleveland this year. I think they're a playoff team. I know a lot of people may not agree with that. I think the Steelers are a playoff team too, and also clearly Baltimore, the Bengals are going to be bad. How many playoff teams do you see coming out of the AFC North?
Two. I don't think Cleveland will make it. I think the Steelers and the Ravens will make it. I am just somebody, and maybe this is because I live in Western Pennsylvania and I'm born and raised here, and I've seen this act before, but it is like that kid who always comes home at 12 o'clock or 12:05 and his curfew's at 12, and he comes home at 12:05 and his curfew's at 12 o'clock. Until I see it from the Cleveland Browns, why am I ever supposed to believe it? I'm 43 years old. Like, I've seen this my whole life. I've seen them being talked about. I've seen situations in which they say, wow, they've really got it turned around this year. Oh, this is the year Cleveland's going to be good. Then all I can see in my head is that goof that has that quarterback jersey with 9 gazillion names on it. Like, come on here, Zach. What? Until they show me they're good, I'll never believe that Cleveland is good. I just won't. And the thing that really gets me this year with Stefanski going up there and with an all-new staff, the quarterback doesn't have a guy left there. He doesn't have anybody on staff who's his guy anymore. How long is his leash anymore?
Here's the one thing I'll say about Cleveland. You got an extra playoff spot, which I think can help them. Like, even if they're 9-7, and that'd be a year that I don't think would be great for them, but that probably gets them in the postseason in a weak AFC. And I believe Baker's just going to be more like year one Baker compared to year number two. And I think the most underrated part about this team, Colin, and I know no one talks about them because the flashy players are Baker. The flashy players are Jarvis Landry and also Odell Beckham. Their run game is unbelievable. Chubb and Kareem Hunt is great, and no one talks about it.
You're absolutely right. Those two guys are very good. But again, for me, they're the ultimate good on paper. Show me on the football field. Just one time. And I do wonder about Baker Mayfield. He's always had a shoulder to cry on in that facility. He's always had his guy or somebody that drafted him or somebody that was his man. He doesn't have that anymore in Berea, Ohio. He doesn't. And for me, that's a big thing. When things go wrong, if they go wrong, especially early, who is going to take up for him? He has to feel like he's all on an island up there in terms of that building. And I wonder just what kind of a feeling that is for Baker Mayfield if things aren't 100% spot on good for him.
Now, I know Berry was there when the Browns drafted him, but in the coaching staff, they bring in Case Keenum. Do you think there's a chance that Keenum sees the field this year? If things don't go all that hot for Baker, are they committed to Baker for the entire season?
I actually think that Keenum could play. I mean, I think that Baker Mayfield, you know, we saw him have an opportunity late in games. We saw him be able have a chance to potentially lead his team into the postseason. He terribly mismanaged the clock. He had an awful throw that was high. I just think from a crunch time standpoint situation, the NFL, what big throws is, has he shown you the – let me ask you this. Has he shown you the ability to make big throws in big situations over the past 20 games that he's played?
Has not, because we haven't really seen him in a big game.
We saw him against the Steelers a couple times.
Yeah, but were those big games like last year? Were those huge games, if you think about it, where both those teams really were?
He lost a freaking duck.
Yeah, that's true. That was bad. That was really bad. But come on, like the rookie year, you didn't see enough out of him that rookie year where you thought at least maybe, you know, there's something there.
I thought he was good. I thought he was okay. I mean, we're not talking about like a young Ben Roethlisberger. We're not talking about guys that lit it on fire. We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes. I think he's really got to break through a ceiling to prove to me that the guy is good, that he's even going to hold down that starter's job in Cleveland beyond this year.
All right, last one for Colin Dunlap. This has nothing to do with the NFL. I know we've been talking about the Steelers with you, but just the reaction in college football when we take a look at the Big Ten and also the Pac-12 punting on the fall college football season.
It's crazy, Zach. We live in a weird part of the world. We're right in a weird belt buckle. Considering now that how the conferences are. Pittsburgh, we're in a market for the Big Ten with Penn State, the ACC with Pitt, and West Virginia's right down the road, 55 miles away. So we're in like a Big 12-ish kind of old Big East market as well. I think the reaction is, I can't believe the decision didn't come earlier. I also think from our market, we're getting all kinds of mixed messages. The Big Ten, they're done. The Big 12, they say, we're going to think about it. The ACC said just the other night, hey, we're playing. So for where we are, it's sort of odd. I've held to this. I honestly think there's going to be 30 to 35 teams this year, Zach, that figure it out, that play an open schedule, that just find, maybe even 40 teams, that find opponents, and then at the end of the year, they're going to come and devise some sort of playoff system off the winning percentages or off the records and just have a playoff that way. I don't think they're going to be indigenous to conferences this year. People are going to be free agents, and for just this one year, they're going to find a way to play.
And, you know, you look at a school like Nebraska who still wants to play. Mm-hmm. Is the Big 12, is the SEC, if let's say that they try to keep it with those three Power Five conferences that's still remaining, are they even going to be accepting of Nebraska?
Right. I don't. And also, but the flip side of that is, who is not going to want to play Notre Dame? Right. Like, who is not going to want to have that game that didn't have it on their schedule before? I don't know if somebody needs to be accepting of them. I just think if they want to fill out a schedule and other teams need to fill out a schedule, they're going to find a way to, for it to happen. What else has jumped out at me with college football is this. There will be no more non-Power 5. The divide and the separation is bigger than ever. San Jose State or Utah State in theory plays for the same title as Alabama, but the Power 5 need to break off and become their own just sort of super league and leave everyone else behind. It makes no sense to be tied in with the other conferences that aren't Power 5 conferences.
Colin, appreciate the time, brother.
Thank you. Oh, belated happy birthday to you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Once you start to get to Tuesday, I stop accepting the happy belated birthdays, but I always do appreciate Colin Dunlap.
All right. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.